But this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
bam, with an explosion. That begins our trip through Cuba, musically speaking. Don't have the resources to travel there. Yeah, this is community radio. But hey, that band, that was amazing. I love that stuff. That was brand new. A mix of cultures and styles, but right in there at the front were the vocals of Bembe musicians and the group called Aki Mayi from Santiago de Cuba. That's in southeastern Cuba, the opposite side of the island from Havana, the other big city. Yes, led by Hector Liebre Borjas and brothers Henry and Oli Keen from the group Sound Species. So, yes, the collaboration between Aki Mayi, Brazilian musicians with deep, deep Afro-Brazilian roots, and then two electronic wizards from England who came down, and as a part of this Mañana Festival a couple years ago, in 2016 in Santiago de Cuba, they introduced local musicians to electronic artists, and they created this brand new live experience of musicians. Sounds like a heck of a festival. I wish we would do that here. Yeah, so that was really cool. They did a whole album collaborating together, and we heard the song Egua/Mawa, and that is available online, including their Bandcamp page. So Sound Species and Aki Mayi. Ooh, so nice. And I love how they just really let the voices clearly at the front. The music, the electronic stuff is just background, basically, like not taking the place of what is really a Cuban presence on the song. So nice start to our Cuban hour, I gotta say myself. Yep, don't want to toot my own horn, but I wanted to start off with a bang there. So, yes, somehow we've never done a show on Cuba. We've done a show on Turkmenistan. We've done a show on Guam. But Cuba, the powerhouse of global music, has been neglected. I thought we already did it. And I also thought Cuba's so famous that it doesn't need any extra playing. But then also, you know, there's a lot of underground stuff that needs to be played as well, like that thing we just heard first, Sound Species and Aki Mayi. There will be no Buena Vista Social Club on this show. You've probably heard that already. You're probably hearing it right now in a restaurant. But we'll travel. So Cuba, if you didn't already know, is an island. Well, it's one big island, several smaller ones. It is the biggest island in the Caribbean, just south of the U.S., and it is home to almost 11 million people, the second biggest or second most populous after Hispaniola, which is Haiti and Dominican Republic. And it is 3.5 times larger than Vancouver Island. If you needed some sort of frame of reference of how big Cuba is, it's big, very big. And there's about 15 times more people than Vancouver Island as well. And I was kind of surprised to find out only 9.3%, according to a 2012 census, are black. I thought it was a lot more, just given by the musical heritage of black musicians in Cuba. So 64% apparently are white, and 27% are mixed. So there you go. A lot of different cultures, and so many deep roots in Africa, despite only apparently 9% of people being black. But I guess a lot of mixed people still holding to their African roots. So there's way too many styles of music to really explain at the moment, but we'll hear some as we go. And we will hear next from another new musician on the scene, a keyboard or pianist, more likely. That's what you call a piano. His name is Roberto Fonseca, and he's got some international acclaim. He's on the famous Impulse jazz label, and he, since he's doing well, he's lucky enough to invite some of his heroes to play on his album. So his new record is called Abuk, or just Cuba backwards. I don't know how you're supposed to say that. Yes, and he got a friend of his, a legendary Cuban musician, Eliades Ochoa, guitar player and singer, to sing on this very song. So he also played guitar, and it's awesome. The guitar is like, sounds almost desert blues, African style. Super nice, really nice percussion by a Brazilian musician, Zé Luiz Nascimento. So here we go, Roberto Fonseca, Tumbao de la Unidad. We are moving through Cuba here on Wandering Rhythms. It is glorious.
La música cubana, compadre. En la unión está la fuerza, dame tu mano, ven. En la unión está la fuerza, dame tu mano, ven. Si yo sé que tú me quieres, yo te quiero también. Falta tu amor, siempre luchar por la paz y que se acabe el dolor, siempre luchar por la paz, para que se acabe.
Thank you. Que me llamen por mi nombre, repitiendo siempre hermano en la oración. No me gustan las palmadas en el hombro, y al virarme el no te veo hace un montón. No me gusta que me escuchen las llamadas, ni que archiven cualquier tonta información. No me gustan los que creen que para todo lo mejor es dar un golpe en el mentón. Me obligue a hacer algo, o que por lástima me quieran tratar. No resisto a la persistente bota que mi alma siempre quiere pisotear. No resisto a carroñeros ni a mendigos, ni los perros, ni las moscas, ni demás. No resisto a aquellos que creen ciegamente en sí mismos y aplastan a los demás. No explico.
cuando sonrío a aquellos a quienes sirvo, aunque en realidad los odio. ¡Con el alma!
Yikes. That was La Babosa Azul, rock band from Cuba. And interestingly, the song No Me Gusta is a cover of a Polish song by a sort of famous, perhaps, a poet and musician named Jacek Zacek Kaczmarin, Kaczmarski. There you go, from Warsaw, Poland. Passed away 2004, so he was in his late 40s at the time. Yeah, the original song was called Najlubi. So they translated the lyrics, of course, into Spanish, and spelled stuff you don't like, I guess. Yes, No Me Gusta, 2009, that came out. That's some pretty cool rock music. Pretty energetic and fierce. And I don't know if there's a huge rock scene in Cuba, but there's certainly some of it. So we will hear actually some really old, amazing 70s psych rock later on, but we'll get to that. So La Babosa Azul there. Haven't put out an album in a little while, but I hope they do. And before that we heard from New Stuff, a kind of a symphonic salsa band, the Orquesta Acocan, a 12-piece from Havana, who have now gotten the Daptone touch. So Daptone Records out of the U.S., responsible for a huge funk revival in America. Sharon Jones, the most famous musician, Charles Bradley. And now they have turned their sights to Cuban music, and they've produced this album in a very faithful, old, big band Latin music style. So, the Orquesta Acocan, based in Havana. And just the self-titled album there. And the song La Cosa we heard came out earlier this very own year, 2018. Orquesta Acocan, A-K-O-K-A-N. And we started off that set of music with a new famous keyboard player, pianist, that is Roberto Fonseca. We heard Tumbao de la Unidad. Love that song. And that's from his new album, A-B-U-C, Cuba Backwards. Came out 2016. Featuring the vocals of very famous musician Eliades Ochoa. Yes, and we're going to hear from another wonderful bright light in the Cuban music scene who's taken the world by storm. She was discovered by the British producer, electronic fellow Jills Peterson. Does a radio show, I believe, on BBC. Is that right? Yeah. So this woman, Daime Arocena, is now traveling the world. She put a brilliant album last year called the album's called Cubafonia, and we'll hear a song called Ele Gua. And there's a lot of stuff being written about Cuba now, opening up to the rest of the world after Castro's death. And yeah, hopefully the music will continue to spread out. And so we'll hear from this newly minted famous musician, singer. She's from Havana, and here's the song Ele Gua, Daime Arocena, on Wandering Rhythms.